Good morning, Rabbi Sai. I hope everyone is well. Coming back for a minute to a line that we read already here in Os Gimel, in Hashara Sheni. It's around four lines into Os Gimel. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Uvetachalue haguf asher chila Hashem bo yerafei." Yerapei choli nafsho. Through physical illness, spiritual illness, the illness of the nefesh is healed. Look, what Rabbeinu Yonah is conveying, Yitachen, is the following. Again, what's prompting, what needs explanation here, what indicates that there's an omek here. The notion that chait is holy is one Rabbeinu Yonah highlights from Stukim in Nach. But why is it so crucial in this particular context? In the context of talking about how Tzoros should awaken and arouse and stir a person to do tshuva, whether we conceive of chait as a choli hanefesh, that doesn't seem so crucial. And yet it's clear from Rabbeinu Yonah that it is, right? In this context, Rabbeinu Yonah is underscoring for us that the chait is a choli hanefesh. And in this particular paragraph as well, Rabbeinu Yonah describes, he delineates the two to'aliyos of the Yisurim as a wake-up call, as a catalyst to tshuva, and Yisurim as a source of kapara. So Yitachen, that what Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us is the following. Chait, one perspective or one definition of chait, is when the proper balance between guf v'nefesh is not maintained. When there's an imbalance between guf and nefesh, when the guf exerts the dominant influence, so then chait results. Whether the chait is a person succumbing to a taiva, whether the chait is a person succumbing to an emotion of anger or something of that sort, all of that emanates from the guf. So chait ensues and therefore reflects an imbalance between guf and nefesh. The guf is exerting an influence that it shouldn't upon the nefesh. Now the Rambam tells us, and that's how the choli hanefesh of chait results. Now the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Deis in Perek Beis that when there's an imbalance in one direction, so the way temporarily what's needed to correct that imbalance and restore the correct balance is to go toward the opposite extreme. So Yitachen, that Rabbi Yona is giving us an insight into the hanhoga in the world, that Yisurim are, again, both the wake-up call as well as the source of kapara for chet. So Rabbi Yona is giving us some insight into that hanhoga. Physical Yisurim represent the opposite extreme of chet. Chet represents an imbalance where the guf is too strong, as it were. The guf, with its physical urges, inclinations, emotions, the guf is too strong. And that's what's reflected in chet. And that's the pshat, or a little bit of the pshat in the hanhoga, that the corrective measure on two levels, corrective measure on the level of the wake-up call, corrective measure on the level of being a supplementary source of kapara alongside tshuva, Yisurei HaGuf, because that represents the opposite extreme. And that's the yesod, that to correct one extreme, so temporarily, not long range, not long term, but temporarily there's a need to go to the other extreme. Let's again, we had began Oz Dalet. Let's perhaps reread from the beginning of Oz Dalet. The Kashi Yikabel Ha'odam is Musar Hashem. When a person is on the receiving end of these Yisurim from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yetiv Drachu Hu Malolav, and the person responds appropriately, Ro Yilosh to Yismach Be Yisurim. A person should not only not be resentful of his Yisurim, but should actually rejoice. Because they've benefited him with exalted attainments. There's been exalted purpose associated with these Yisurim. A person should think of Kodesh Baruch Hu as though he won the lottery. So there's something remarkable here in terms of how Rabbeinu Yonah is learning Pshat in this Pasuk in Tehillim. Again, we know the Pasuk from Hallel. Like this, I think we generally, if we would leave the Shari Tshuva aside, if we would look in the Mefarshim and Tehillim, so I think the way we generally understand the Pasuk, or Psukim, of Tzor V'yogan Emtzor V'shem Hashem Eko Ona Hashem Malta Nafshi, that's the end of the second Pasuk, right? Tzor V'yogan Emtzor is the end of one Pasuk. The next Pasuk is V'shem Hashem Eko Ona Hashem Malta Nafshi. So I think generally the way that pasuk is understood is tzar v'yogan emtzor. David HaMelech says, when I encounter distress and sorrow, so what do I do? B'shem Hashem ekra colon, or open quotes, ana Hashem al tanafshi. Right? I call out to HaKadosh Baruch and I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me. Right? Tzar v'yogan emtzor. So what's my response? B'shem Hashem ekra, I turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfila, and what does my tefillah consist of? Ana Hashem Malta Nafshi. But that's not how Rabbeinu Yonah learned Pshat, right? Because Rabbeinu Yonah is citing this pasuk as proof that a person has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yisur. And Rabbeinu Yonah is pointing out that the same phrase of B'Shem Hashem Ekra or Tzor V'Yogan Emtza is also by Kos Yeshuos Esa. So it's clear that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Pshat in the Psukim in Tehillim is Tzor V'Yogan Emtza U'B'Shem Hashem Ekra A. When encountering Tzor V'Yogan B'Shem Hashem Ekra, B'Shem Hashem Ekra connotes Shavach V'Hodah. That's what B'Shem Hashem Ekra connotes. The same way you see it, Rabbeinu Yonah is proving it from the pasuk of Kos Yeshuos Esso B'Shem Hashem Ekra. So you see that B'Shem Hashem Ekra doesn't just mean to say the Shem Hashem, but it means to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Shem Hashem Ekra, that phrase connotes saying, giving Hodor, giving Shevach V'Hodor. Rabbeinu Yonah could just as well have cited the Sifri and Parshas Hazinu. On the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovu Godel Elokeinu, so the Sifri has a couple of drushes. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dover Ache Kishem Hashem Ekra. Rabbi Yossi Omer Minayim LaOmdim Beveis HaKnesses VaOmer Baruchos Hashem HaMevorach. The Shiach Tzibor says Baruchos Hashem HaMevorach. So how do you know SheOnim Achareyim Baruch Hashem HaMevorach LaOlam Vo'ed? How do you know that we should respond? Talmud Lomer, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Godel Elokeinu. So the Medubar is Shevach, right? The Medubar of Kishem Hashem Ekra, again, that Kishem Hashem Ekra is an invitation to Shevach. The Shliach Tzibur is saying, Baruch Hu Hashem. Minayin She'onim Acha HaMevorech. How do you know you have to answer Amen, that you have to affirm the Shvach? Talmud Lomer Hovu Godel Elokeinu. So you see from the Sifri as well that Kishem Hashem Ekra doesn't just mean to invoke the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't just mean to cry out and say Hashem, but it means to give Shavach. And that's how Rabbeinu Yonah is learning Pshat, to give Hodor. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah is learning Pshat. Tzor V'Yogan Emtza, and then B'Shem Hashem Ekra. Additionally, Ana Hashem Malta Nafshi. What's the relationship between the two? So Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't tell us, so perhaps either or both of the following two possibilities. Either, again, A, there is a paradox that on the one hand, we recognize that the Yisurim are Mechaprim, the Yisurim are a wake-up call for Tshuva and the Mechaprim. And Afal Pichain, in terms of, that's how we view the present and past. But Afal Pichain, in terms of looking to the future, so we're not looking to have Yisurim perpetuated, because we're not looking for an Anisayim to be perpetuated. So on the one hand, Ribono Shalom, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Tzor V'Yogan Emtza B'Shem Ekra, B'Shem Hashem Ekra, I thank you, Ribono Shalom, for the past and present Yisurim. And Afal Pichein, with perfect consistency, I'm Mevakesh Lahaba, that Ona Hashem Malta Nafshi. Alternately, meaning Malta Nafshi from the Yisurim. Alternately, maybe the Pasuk means going to Rabbeinu Yonah, Tzor V'Yogan Emtza B'Shem Hashem Ekra. Ribbono Shel Olam, I thank you. Why do I thank you for Yisurim? Because I recognize the To'aliyos Nisgavos, which the Yisurim generate. And therefore, I'm mevakesh that on Hashem Malta Nafshi, may Yitakev be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may you save my nefesh, not from the Yisurim, may you save my nefesh from the chet, al yedei the Yisurim. I'm thanking you for the Yisurim because I know what the potential is, and I'm asking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that potential should be realized, that you should save my soul from the chait. The Amru Zalba Sifri, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Kozman Shah Adam Shoy, Beshalva, Ein Miskapel, Omer, Vanos of Klun, Ba'al Yedei Yisurin, Ha Yisurin, Hum Misratza Lamokum, Shenemek, Ki Eisa, Sheyoy, Vashem Yochiach, Ucha'ov is Ben Yirtza. Perish Ka'ov is Ben, Ken Yirtza Hashem, Eisa Shehochiach, Bekibel Musaro. Ukedarach Sha'ov, Yirtza is Beno, Achere HaTochachos. So the first pshat of Ben Yonah suggests in the Pasuk is that just as a father is pleased with his son, when the son accepts the rebuke, accepts the chastisement, so too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mochiach us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does rebuke us in the form of Yisurim, when we respond correctly, appropriately, Uch'ov is ben yirtza. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pleased the way a loving father is pleased with his son. V'yesh l'farish od, a second possible pshat in the pasuk, says Rabbi Yonah, u'cha'ov yochiach es ha'ben asher yirtze bo, ve'einenu mochiach es ha'bonim asher no'ash mehem, v'yoda shelo yo'ilem ha'tochachos. So they tell the story. The story is obviously the Bali Musar. I don't know whether it at one point was a Maisa Shahoya or whether it's just a story to illustrate a point. But either way, it's true. It's certainly true on the conceptual level. Maybe it was intended to be true on a historical level as well. I don't know. That there was a Rebbe, and he had two Talmidim. And one Talmid, he wouldn't hesitate to criticize as he felt the situation warranted. He would criticize sharply and even harshly. So, and the other one never heard a word The Maisa goes like this. I'm sorry. The Maisa goes like this. The Rebbe had two Talmidim. He used to give them both tochacha. He used to rebuke them both. Again, and as he felt the situation warranted, sharply, comes Erev Yom Kippur, he goes over to
talk one to of my them. Dad, he's the boss.
I'm sorry? Comes Erev Yom Kippur, he goes over to one of the Talmidim. He goes over to one of the two Talmidim and he asks Mechila. And the other one, he doesn't ask Mechila for. So they're both kind of surprised at this unequal treatment. So he says, I'm asking Mechila from you, he says, because I gave you all this Musa. He says, and you didn't respond. So kumt ois, in retrospect, I now see that I was sorry words of tochacha without accomplishing anything. So I asked Mechila. He says, this one, he heard it. He took it to heart. So with him, the divrei musa, they hit home. So I don't need to ask Mechila. Maybe that story is inspired by this comment in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah describes what the story illustrates retrospectively. Rabbeinu Yonah is describing prospectively that the fact that a father gives Musar shows a sense of confidence and optimism. The fact that a father disciplines shows a sense of confidence and optimism and investment in the child, because he thinks that the child can and therefore he hopes will respond to the discipline, to the musar. If the father holds out no hope that the child's going to listen, so he's not going to bother being mochiach. So that Ben Yonah says, uch'ov is ben yirtza, doesn't refer to, is not depicting the relationship after the son was Mekabel and Musa, it's before the father gives the Musa. Before the father gives the Musa, it's because he's pleased with his son. No, he sees the potential in the son. He has high hopes for the son. He's optimistic. So because of that, that's why. And that's what motivates him to give the Musa. V'yesh l'farish od, u'cha'ov is ben yirtze, perish ka'ov is ben, u'cha'ov yochich is ben ashayirtze, bo v'einenu mochich as habon meshano ashmehem, ויודה שלא יועיל עם התוכחס. ונאמה על האנושים שאינם מכירים טובס התוכחה ותועלתה, ואנוכי אפדם, והם הדיבו עליי כסובים. ונאמה ואני ייסרתי, חיזקתי זרעוסם, ואלי יחשבו לו. I was doing for their good, and they thought that I was doing bad to them. Okay, we'll stop here for the Rabbi Yonah. We'll resume at 1 o'clock with Pesachim. Okay, have a good productive morning. Be well. Be safe. See you later, Mitzvah Shem.